With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Camden County health officials say a case of measles has been confirmed in New Jersey, while 9 cases have been confirmed in nearby Philadelphia. The State Department of Health is working to identify the source of the infection and to inform those who may have been at risk of exposure. The president's hosting congressional members of the White House to push for more money for Ukraine. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate could vote on President Biden's supplemental funding package next week.
We have a number of important international responsibilities, and I think it's time to go ahead with the supplemental, and I'm anticipating that'll be before us next week.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says Republicans want transformative changes at the border.
The human catastrophe cannot be overstated. The border is a catastrophe, and it has to be addressed, and you're going to see House Republicans stand in and fight in on that hill because it's important for the country.
Also at SRNnews.com, the State Department says it will relist Yemen's Houthi rebels as a global terrorist organization.
The move comes after recent Houthi attacks on international shipping and U.S. warships in the Gulf of Aden and the Red Sea. In a statement, Secretary of State Blinken wrote that the new designation, quote, seeks to promote accountability for the group's terrorist activities. President Biden delisted the Houthis as terrorists when he first took office in early 2021. Houthi attacks have escalated in recent months following the Hamas terrorist attack on Israel in October. Bob Agnew reporting.
Another Republican presidential debate's canceled after Nikki Haley's refusing to participate in any forum that does not include President Trump. CNN announced on Wednesday its Sunday debate is off. ABC and WMUR-TV a day earlier called off their Thursday debate. This is SRN News. A little bit of good news about America's families.
A new report from the Institute for Family Studies finds that 71% of children under the age of 18 are living with two parents these days. That's up from 67% back in 2005. While nearly 90% of American kids were living with both mom and dad back in the 1960s, this latest uptick is encouraging. IFS spokesman Nicholas Zill tells the Christian Post, quote, "There seem to be growing numbers of young adults who realize the benefits of marriage for their children." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The family of a boy who is living as a girl has added a South Florida school district as a defendant in a federal lawsuit. At stake is the future of a 2021 state law banning males from playing on female sports teams in schools. Attorneys for the family have added the Broward School Board, the school district superintendent, and the Florida High School Athletic Association to their lawsuit. This is SRN News. China's population falls for a second straight year. Correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
China's population fell by 2 million people in 2023, in its second straight annual decrease, according to its government. The birth rate dropped for the seventh straight year, and deaths jumped following the end of COVID-19 restrictions. The number of deaths rose by 690,000 to 11.1 million total deaths in 2023. That's more than double the previous year's increase. Experts say the rise comes from an aging of the population and the widespread COVID-19 outbreaks that started in December 2022 and continued into February of last year. I'm Karen Chamas.
Kensington Palace says the Princess of Wales has been hospitalized after undergoing planned abdominal surgery and will remain at the private London clinic for up to 2 weeks. A court banning Apple Watch imports in the United States again. More details at srnnews.com.